Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 8, 2023. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, of course, and tonight we are practicing our healing invocation variations. So thank you all very much for showing up, whether you're live or on the recording. These healing invocations are very powerful. They've helped a lot of people, and I want to be sure that you know how to use them well. And I guess you want to know how to use them well too, because you're here. So we will practice and make sure that you got all the good juju happening. As always, with an experiential event, we open the same. It's going to be, of course, call the directions, call the allies, set up the container, go to embodied awakening, and then we'll dive into our variation practice. Get ready to do some good healing tonight. Okay, I want to welcome everybody who's here on the live call. So glad that you're here. Welcome Anjali, Angela, Bree, Brian, Carmen, Eric, Fran, Jan, Janet, Laura, Linda, Marie, Marilyn, Mystical Marcy, Pam, Patricia, and Stephanie. And thanks to all of you who are also with us on the recording. You're just as present energetically. So as always, looks like they're all familiar names. So we're going to go with a little less explanation than we would if there were a lot of new folks. So as always, I ask your full presence here as if you were right here in the room with me. That way we'll hold the container better. You'll have a better experience, as will everyone else. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just to ask the allies to ease you out of the container. All right, I invite you now to close your eyes. Feel your body. Also become aware of your energy body. Just get where you're starting from. All right. So just passively notice what's happening. If you can feel the energy moving, feel it. If not, feel your breath come and go as I set up the container. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocham Inti Quichi. I am that I am. Okay, to set myself up, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density or higher awareness. Maximum 5D consciousness, all that serves highest good. All right. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. She sends her love. She's doing a little better since I sent that email, but still coping with a lot of pain. But her higher self is doing fine. We call Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call Rio French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Washington, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mount Everest. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All righty, we got a container. Anybody who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent live or on the recording, please feel free to do that now. We'll leave a moment for them to come in. We'll leave just a moment longer. All righty, thank you. All right, now let's do our embodied awakening invocation. Of course, this is where you invite your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So I'm going to have you speak to your higher self. Please repeat the following after me. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, become totally passive. Let the energy soak in. Don't do anything to help. Stay fully passive. Let it come to you. Use the minimum effort needed to feel what's happening, whether you're feeling energy. If you can't do that, feel breath come and go. If zero effort is enough, stay at zero. If you need a little bit of effort, use just barely enough to feel what's going on. And if you find you're distracted, just gently return to feeling energy or breath. Allow distractions to remain in the background if they want to be there. And you focus on energy or breath. Feeling good. We'll leave just a moment longer for that to really get as strong as it can for highest good. All right, beautiful. Okay, So we're here to learn healing invocation variations. So we'll start with the straight up healing invocation. Actually, depending on how you're doing, will depend on what you do. So first I'm going to have you check your field and just notice the feeling of your body and your emotional field, physical body, emotional body, to see if you can find anything there that doesn't feel 100% great. If it all feels hunky-dory, that's fine. If not, note where in your body it doesn't feel perfect. I'll leave you a moment to just kind of relax and feel what's going on there. Okay, if you found something that doesn't already feel good, we'll work with that. If you scanned and could not find anything out of sorts, then we're going to deliberately call up an old trauma. So I want you to take a moment, think back to something that happened in the past. And when you think about it, it needs to bring up some kind of challenging feeling. This needs to be typical of the memory of it. So we need some kind of old trauma that still carries a charge, makes you feel bad when you think about it. So take a moment, pick one. Anyone will do. Probably just the first one that comes to mind if you want. I'll leave you a moment to choose your past trauma if you don't already have something that feels bad. Alrighty. Okay, from here, it doesn't matter whether you already had the challenge or whether you pulled something up. It's all going to work the same. So I want you to notice where you feel the challenging energy. Give it a location where it's, you know, it's often in the heart chakra or the solar plexus or the throat. So wherever it is, just notice that. Give yourself a, and if there's like a pinpoint of greatest intensity, that's where you're going to focus. If it's more broadly and evenly distributed, you're going to kind of just notice the whole area. Kind of pick your area. Next, for comparison purposes, I want you to give it a 0 to 10 intensity rating. 0 is it feels perfectly fine, and 10 would be it's just short of intolerable. It's so intense and strong. So where is it 0 to 10 on the intensity scale? Okay, so you've got your number. All right. So we know where it is, we know how intense it is, and that's all you need to know for this. So now let's go ahead and call in the healing. So say the following out loud to your higher self if you can, silently if you must. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Relax, and now you're going to be completely passive, except you're going to put a little attention where that challenging feeling is. And you're just going to feel it. Keep your awareness on the sensation, the feeling, the very best you can. Furthermore, use the least effort needed to feel it. I invite you to play with that effort level a bit. You can like drop to 0. And chances are you'll lose some awareness and then start adding little bits back of effort and your awareness of the challenge area will increase. You can add effort more and more until you notice, wow, I'm adding effort and I'm not getting any extra awareness. Go a little too far on purpose, just so you'll know what too far is. Then start reducing effort incrementally until you start losing awareness of the feeling. Go back up, go back and forth like that, a little too much, not quite enough, And pretty soon you'll find the sweet spot, just barely enough effort to feel it. We're shooting for a minimum effort that gives full awareness of the challenging issue, of the feeling. I'll leave you just a moment to find that sweet spot for yourself. There you go. Good. Okay, now you've got one job only, which is just to feel that challenging energy using the least effort needed to feel it. You've already called your higher self to take care of it. It's doing that now. You may, in fact, already be noticing some heavy energy flowing out your hands or your feet. Those are the most common exit routes. The energy can leave other ways too. Sometimes it goes up at the head. Sometimes it just transmutes to love and light right where it is. Who knows what it'll do? You just let it go however it wants to or change. Your higher self takes care of all the details of that. Your one job is just to feel the challenging energy wherever it is. If it changes location, move with it. As I enjoy saying, track it like a hound dog. Don't let it get away unless it completely leaves your energy field, in which case, good riddance. A really important point here is you don't have to know the first thing about it. You don't have to know what it is or how it got there. You don't need a story about it. I've had many profound healings, big old heavy flushes, and never had a clue what it was. And it left for good anyway. Whatever clears is gone for good. The trauma released as heavy energy flushes is done and gone. There may be similar energy after it. But whatever you drain out is gone. Your higher self always works as fast as it can, and it will never ever overwhelm you. So you don't have to try to make it go faster. It already is at top speed. I'm noticing some nice energy coming in around the edges as a healing invocation proceeds. The heavy energy flushes out. And using my great onion of conscious metaphor, you got that higher self up there, gorgeous, full of beautiful divine light, surrounded by old layers of pain and trauma, like onion layers. They're blocking some of the light from getting to you at the human level. Each of these healings peels an onion layer, lets a little more light through. And even as little bits peel off of that layer as it gradually lets go. More and more light is released during the healing process, and you gradually get more nice feeling. If you got really good psychic sight, you may see the light increasing, but almost certainly you'll feel it increasing. More euphoria. So this gradual switchover, the challenging energy you started with gradually diminishes. The euphoria gradually increases. And many times you're just left with no discomfort and big euphoria, nice altered state. Sometimes when you're doing a healing round like this, thoughts and images will pop in spontaneously, and that's fine. Acknowledge them and then turn your attention back to feeling. It does not serve you. While we're in the healing round process, to focus on thoughts or imagery. I encourage you to keep returning attention to feeling, feeling the body or feeling the energy. After years of playing with this, it turns out that for most people, the feeling focus is what works best. So I certainly encourage you to give that a shot. Release your curiosity about knowing what's clearing. If it clears without any information, that's fine. Ignorance is bliss. You still got your full healing. If you need to know anything, your higher self will pop in an image or a thought to let you know. Note it. And then return your attention to just feeling. I'm feeling some pretty good heavy energy coming out the hands and a little out the feet. When I facilitate, my energy is usually an indicator of what most people are experiencing. So a lot of y'all are having some good flush. Well done. Two critical terms are passive and patient. You have to stay passive to keep your higher self on the job. You're holding attention where the healing is needed to show it where to work. But do not help beyond that. Patient, because even though your higher self is working at top speed, some of this stuff takes a while to heal. I did a healing a few days ago. It took 2 hours. It was a lot of stuff. It won't take this long for this event, but it takes what it takes, and you just sit with it until it's done. So many of you are starting to feel more consciousness as your divinity. You might even feel more like energy than flesh now. That's a super common experience when doing a healing round. And if you're conscious as a light being, just hold that awareness along with your focus on the area that's being healed. Many people can easily hold awareness in more than one area at a time when this kind of work goes forward. If so, just if that works for you, it's fine to hold attention in multiple places if it's easy and it seems to promote the speed and efficiency of the work. And holding awareness in just one place at a time is also perfectly fine. Still feeling some drainage, but it feels like it's slowing down. I think they're going to bring this particular healing round to a close pretty soon. So I'm going to be quiet for a moment and let you just have your experience. A sense that some are moving into a level of awakening you've never had before. It's going to feel unusual, obviously, because it's new to you. I invite you just to relax and be with it. Your higher self is always monitoring you very carefully, watching your responses. Just relax into this new experience, if that's happening for you. Okay, so I think that feels pretty good for that first round. So please note the 0 to 10 intensity of the thing you've been working on. How does that number compare to the number you started with? Is it higher, lower, the same? What's going on with that? Hopefully it's lower. We love it when that number becomes zero. Notice if you have any more divine consciousness, if your body feels more like light. See what the after effect of the healing round is. And if you deliberately called up an old trauma, now if you were just working with something already there, you can just rest while I do this little part with everyone else. But if you called up a trauma deliberately, remember the 0 to 10 number you gave to the experience of remembering that traumatic event. And to check our work, we're going to do the same recall process. So I want you to once again recall the trauma that you used. And once again, make it as strong as you can, just like you did the first time. Make that memory as vivid as you can. And now note your emotional response to it. Very often, after doing a round like that where you're deliberately working an old trauma, the emotional response is quite a bit different. Usually quite a bit less. Let's see what's true for you. What's the 0 to 10? And how does that compare to the number you started with? All right, well done. All right, feedback time. So I'd like anyone who wishes to share what their experience was, feel free to unmute and speak. You can also type in the chat, but I'd like to leave a moment. It's always very helpful to me and to everyone else to get some feedback on what's happening here. So anyone with a question or comment on that process, jump right in. Don't be shy. See. Bree said, started with a lot of heaviness in my chest at an 8. That cleared to 0. Awesome. Glad to hear that. So it worked for Bree. Did it work for anybody else? Fran says, I thought it was solar plexus, but later realized it was more heart. Is it okay if the place shifts? Absolutely. Sometimes the challenge thing moves around. Other times one area starts getting cleared and the ally said, well, we need to clear over here too. It's related. So often they will sometimes go to another area. You can even have more than one area at a time clearing. So yeah, that's very common, Fran. It's a great question. Anyone else have a question or comment? Well, I'd hate to think that Bree and Fran were the only two people on this call with 20 people on it that had an experience of any kind. Bree says, there were images that brought positive feelings that I focused on instead of the images itself. Excellent. So, images came, but you focused on the feeling content. Exactly what I'm asking you to do. Again, you got free will. You can do what you want. But in our experience over the years, it just seems like that creates more effective healing. Bree says, yay. Good. Okay, we got a bunch of shy people here tonight. Last call for anyone who's willing to share a question or comment. Let's see, Jeannie jumped in, says, I am in the bliss, cleared who knows what. So good. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you. She's giving an example of how she had an anonymous clearing, something heavy cleared, but she got this big boost in her awakening. That's exactly how the healing invocation works. You peel an onion layer, the light gets brighter, you get an uptick in your awakening, and that can be a permanent upshift. It's really great. Okay, last call before we do the next round. Anyone else with a question or comment? All right, so thank you all very much. So now, let's see, I'm checking our time. So next, let's do a next in line healing. So I want you to check to see if you're still in embodied awakening. I didn't even mention the criteria of that earlier, but if there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, it's peaceful, and all this is totally effortless, just holding itself, that's embodied awakening. Check to see if that's true for you. If not, say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please, and give it a chance to come back up to speed. Feeling pretty good in the group field. Well done, everybody. Alrighty. So now a next in line healing is where we don't even have a particular thing in mind. We just leave that up to the allies and we call the healing and hold general body awareness and we just notice what happens. So let's give that a shot. So once again, feel your body overall. Also notice how your light body feels, the energy in and around you. Okay, good. You got your baseline. So, let's go ahead and call in whatever your higher self thinks it's good to clear. So, say the following out loud to your higher self if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Relax down to zero. Now you're holding general full body awareness. And your higher self gets to choose what comes up. It actually knows better than your human self does the optimal order of things to be healed. And I feel stuff coming up already. So you just notice where any challenging energy arises spontaneously. And you just put enough attention there to feel it. And you just let your higher self go to town. Your higher self is working more than one area at a time. Just gently hold awareness in as many areas as your higher self is working. Some people have the experience that the attention just goes there automatically. If that's so, great. If not, just hold it gently wherever the energy is working. Once the higher self starts it up, it would like you to join it with awareness there. As before, please focus on feeling. If thoughts or images pop up, that's fine. Let them swirl around all they want, but don't focus on them. Let them be in the background. Hold your attention on the feeling the best you can. If you lose it, as soon as you notice you lost it, just come on back. In our work, we're not about perfection, we're about good enough. I'm empathically feeling heavy energy flushing out my hands, out my feet a little. So some folks are getting some good clearing. Just stay with it. Stay passive. Let your higher self pick what to work on. That's the nature of a next in line healing. If you were to do this on your own, the context I imagine is that you're really understanding that doing healing work accelerates your awakening and you want to accelerate that deeper. Nothing in particular is bothering you. So you say, okay, let's just take a few minutes and hey, whatever's next in line, let's do it. And you say the healing invocation and relax like we're doing now. That's the context I imagine someone would use for a next in line healing. So my perception is a lot of us are getting some stuff clearing. It's anonymous, great. If you know what it is, great. Just let it be however it wants to be. At any point you discover you're helping actively, just relax and go back to passivity, just feeling. Energy's draining out your hands or feet. Just let it go into Mother Earth. She'll transmute it for us. Wherever it goes, just let it go. The allies will make sure it's safely disposed of. If it stays inside and transmutes to love and light, that's just fine too. Let your higher self choose what to do with the heavy energy. I'm feeling a little bit of slowness in the field. I think somebody, I don't know if you're on the recording or the live call, but someone is using effort. Please don't. Please relax and just let your higher self do it for you. Try that. Thank you. That's opening up the field again. Thanks. Much better. Thank you. Sometimes people do that and they don't even know they're doing it. It's pretty rare to find totally passive strategies like this one out there. Takes some getting used to. Yeah, we got some good healing flow happening. Let's just relax. What are the two P's? Passive and patient. Just relax and let it work. I'm starting to get a little altered. So it must mean other people are too. Again, if you're noticing the shift from mainly feeling heavy stuff happening to feeling euphoric, maybe even the dominant feeling now being the really nice feeling as the heaviness is fading into the background. Just let that happen if it's happening. Feeling really good now. I'm feeling noticeably altered. You might be too. I suspect many of you are because what I feel is the general vibe that everyone else is feeling. So the allies are also inviting you, if the nice feeling gets really strong, include that in your awareness. In fact, they're saying right now, you can get to a point like we are now where you can just totally relax and the allies will hold you. So try that. Try to go to zero and let your awareness actually be held in place by the divine allies, not through your own ego effort. See what happens. And they can choose to put it in one spot, multiple spots, they'll make the call. Just trust them to hold your awareness where it's needed. Okay, looks like we're bringing this round to a close. Give it a moment to wrap up. Yeah, I'm feeling really sweet. That was nice. Feels like that's done. All right, once again, Let's open it up for feedback. And for the record, that was a 12-minute round. So unmuting is available. Feel free to just hit that mic icon and unmute yourself and tell me what's going on, question or comment. If you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine too. It's really helpful to me, since this is still a fairly new event, this is only the third time we've done this one, to know what kind of experiences people are having, because it's very important for me to get real feedback to let me know what's happening for folks. So please let me know what your experience was just like on that. Yeah, Jan.
I'm not ready to say, but I went to sleep. I just woke up.
Okay, good. That, yeah. Now, that often happens when something intense is happening that's a little too strong for your ego. I call that spiritual anesthesia. So do you feel any different now than when you started the round? Better or worse? Any different?
My hands are asleep.
Okay, is that better or worse? You don't know if it's better or worse?
Well, my hands are really asleep. I mean, they're just really tight, but I don't know if that's what that means.
But your general consciousness hasn't shifted at all? Okay, it could be you just fell asleep and that's all it was. If you're tired, that can happen. So stick with it. In my early years, I fell asleep a lot. And generally that diminishes over time.
Well, does that cancel it? Does it cancel whatever good I would have gotten? Or did it?
I don't know. The allies can do work while you're asleep, so I really don't know what happened. So just stick with us. We've still got another round to go. Okay? All right, thanks for the feedback.
Thanks for the feedback, Jim.
All right.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Somebody, their speakers down because I'm echoing through your speakers.
I'm trying to fix my audio.
Okay. Hi, Marcy.
Hi. I'm trying to fix the audio. Is
it's good.
Any better?
You're good now. Thank you.
I just want to say I've just been in bliss. I couldn't even speak before. Phenomenal. So whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. It's so breathgiving. It's a beautiful, I'm not used to being so passive. I'm always used to, in my meditations, either doing a mantra or bringing, it's very busy. I'm very busy. Mm-hmm. So the default is trying to take over, but I'm right. Able to eclipse it almost immediately. So it's an incredible, I think you're onto something that's spectacular. So
good.
Good job.
All right. Thanks for sticking with us and being willing to try this new method. Sounds like it's having some good benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Marcy. Really appreciate the feedback. All right. We have some typing also I need to catch up with. Let's see. Bree typed, so there were no uncomfortable feelings, but lots of big yawns, like over 10 of them. Does that mean things were still healed? I do feel very good. That's possible. It sounds like, Bree, this time you had a more subtle healing. There are some calls, like when I do, I yawn a bunch, and that is energy releasing. So it could be that you got a subtler experience this time, Bree, with the yawning. Anjali says, this whole week I've been getting knocked out in meditation. Healing work, definitely the case tonight, too. I get brought back and of each round, at the end of each round. Okay. So that's good for you to know, Jan. Anjali has been doing this for years with us and she's getting knocked out too. So there could be something to that whole spiritual anesthesia idea. Brian says, definitely felt very altered. Marilyn had an energy rush. Okay. And Bree just typed, I feel like the allies are always super gentle with me. I appreciate you guys. Good. In fact, some people, if they have real intense experiences and it's more than they want, I encourage them to add on to whatever I say. You ask for whatever you ask for, and then you throw in as gently as serves highest good. And sometimes that'll soften it up. It can take a little longer when they do that sometimes. And if you're okay with things taking a little longer, if it's a little gentler, that sometimes is the price you pay for a gentler experience. But not always. It just depends. I hope I'm saying this right, Lakian. If I mispronounced your name, let me know. Says, definitely felt a stronger vibration and connection. Good. Sounds like it's working. Okay, so let's do another round. Let me feel what wants to happen here. And we do have up to 90 minutes for this call, so we don't have to try to squeeze it all in an hour. Again, if you have to leave, that's fine. You can come back and catch it again in the archive. We feel. Yeah, let's try a thought-focused, and then we'll come back and do one more round on the bringing up a past trauma, because not everyone actually did that the first time. And said like Lakin. Okay, Lakin, thank you. I'll try to remember that. L-A-K-I-N, Lakin. All right, thanks. All right, so the thought house, forgive me, the two-story thought house is about when you got thoughts that are going on and on. The trick here is that teaching this in a group, not everyone might have a thought that's just, you know, running around their head. So just check right now. In fact, I'm being told to actually get feedback from y'all to see if we even need to practice this. So be quiet for a moment and see if there's any kind of repetitive, insistent thought that keeps popping up. And let's just see if we even have anything to work with right now. So I'm going to be quiet for a few seconds. And then after the quiet, I'll ask you to type in the chat. Well, I'll tell you then. So go ahead and just get quiet and relax. And just notice if there's any, if it's quiet in your head or if there's some chronic thought activity, let's just see what happens as we stay quiet for a moment. That should be long enough. Okay. If you had some obsessive thought running around in there, type a Y in the chat. If there wasn't, no need to type anything, actually. I'll assume absence means no problem. But if you had a lot of, you know, repetitive thought happening, that this thought won't bother me, it won't go away, type a Y in the chat. Ooh, we got some Ys. Anjali, Marilyn. Okay, we got some, okay, we got it. All right, so it looks like we got enough folks having it happen that we can do that. Okay, so now if you don't have this happening, you won't really have anything to work with. So if you really just, your mind is clear, there's no obsessive thought activity, you can just do another next in line invocation for healing, okay? So just substitute that if you don't have an obsessive thought. Okay, so I will lead, assuming that is happening. So just take a moment and notice what is that pesky thought that just won't go away. Just notice it. So imagine you're standing right there with it on the ground floor of a house. The thought's right there standing next to you. So now leave it and walk up the stairs to the second floor. And on the second floor, there's a little balcony. Walk over to it, to the railing, and look down. And right down there is that thought you were just standing next to, obsessively thinking itself. So from up here, watch the thought down there. And now, observing from a distance, you'll notice that it's thinking itself. You're not thinking it. It's literally running on autopilot. So just take a moment to notice that you're not the thinker. The thought itself is generating all the activity on its own. You might even notice that you, the witness, are just pure consciousness without thought, but you're watching that thought running itself down there on the first floor. And go ahead and say the healing invocation with me. Say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. You probably feel an energetic shift there. So in that state you're in, just keep watching the thought. Now the trick here is you're watching the thought generate itself, but you're not engaging. You're not thinking related thoughts. You're not feeding it. Because you're at a distance, you're watching it run a solo act on its own. And just like a virus, A thought is very much like a virus. It's a partial life form. It's got a little bit of juice, but unless it gets a host that feeds it, it just goes dormant pretty quick. So just watch the thought thinking itself. Do not engage. If you do, just notice that and go back to just passively witnessing it. Notice that it starts slowing down and losing energy without you to play with. With no host, the thought gets quieter and slower and it starts shriveling down. And at some point, it might just go boop and it's gone. It blips out of this dimension. And once it blips out, it's quiet. So that's the two-story thought house version of helping to clear obsessive thoughts. You start with it, noticing it. Go up to the second floor, watch it from above, just be the pure witness without engagement. And pretty quick, that thought just slows down and blips out. And then you have quiet, clear headspace. Repeat if needed, if there's other obsessive thoughts. As with all of our invocations, there's no resistance, there's no fighting, there's no trying to change anything. You're just letting it run itself down and blip out. And you might feel a little bit of nice feeling after that happens. Okay, so that's a pretty quick one. So, once again, would love feedback. Everyone who actually did that two-story thought house process would love to have you unmute and tell me what happened or type in the chat. Whatever feels good. Let's have some feedback on that one, if you don't mind. Unless, of course, your mind is now so blank that you can't even think of anything to say. Ha ha. Anjali says, helpful, still vibrating through the emotional bundle that was tied to it. Yeah. So if there's emotional content, just stay with that, feel it, and that'll get healed too, because you called healing invocation. Marilyn says, can. I'm hoping there's more than that because I can't do much with the word can. So Marilyn, please type the rest of whatever that is. Easy to hit the space bar early when you're typing a text. Can't remember the thought. That's good. Sounds like you didn't want it in the first place. Good. And while I'm waiting for additional feedback, I'll mention that when you're in embodied awakening, you can still think and you can still have emotions. The difference is that the thoughts and emotions that arise when you're in embodied awakening are helpful and appropriate for whatever you're doing. And you don't get all the unrelated thoughts and unrelated emotions. There's less. I like to use a radio station metaphor. You've got a, when you're in embodied awakening, it's a perfectly tuned in digital radio station, high fidelity. But when you're not, you've got a poorly tuned radio station and you got crosstalk and static and other stations bleeding in. And the thought and emotional experience in embodied awakening is a lot more clear and uncluttered. Fran said, oh, I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. Bree says, I didn't have a thought to clear, but we'll try this in the future. Good. And Fran says, I had a couple of thoughts, one led to another one. Okay. Well, then you just repeat the new thoughts there. You just go back up the stairs and look at it from above and just repeat if different thoughts come up. There may be a whole series of them that want to be cleared. All right. Any other questions or feedback before we do one more. Okay. Fran says, do you have to do it one at a time or can it be like a train station? Good question. Depends on your capability. If you're up there and you've got like several thoughts yammering down there, You could try just passively witnessing them all at once and letting them all die down and blip out. You could try that. I'd say there's no absolute rule about that. You might try it watching a number of thoughts at the same time. You might try it with one at a time and just see what your own experience tells you. And my suspicion is even if right now it's easier to do one at a time, as you gain awareness, as your capability grows, you might then be able to do several at a time. So your experience might change over time as your capacity grows. Hope that's a helpful answer, Fran. Yes, thank you. Good. Any other questions or comments before we do our final round? Alrighty. So the final round, again, our very first process was working with what you already felt or the calling up the old trauma. But that means that not everyone got to pull up an old trauma, and I definitely want to practice that. That's a really good one. So if you're willing, I would like you now to first make sure you're in embodied awakening. I strongly recommend when doing voluntary healing invocations where you didn't already have something going on, you know, get an embodied awakening first if you can. You'll just be more efficient and quick in the healing process. Everything works better when you're in embodied awakening. So check if you're in embodied awakening. And again, the test is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. If that's not true, just go ahead and say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please, and relax for a moment and let it top off. Good. Okay. So once again, our process now, and let me just remind you, you're safe. You're not going to get overwhelmed. I've done this for like a dozen years. No one's ever gotten overwhelmed. I don't think it can happen with this technology. So bring up some old trauma. The only criterion is when you think about it, it has to feel upsetting. There has to be a charge to it. So pick your trauma. And now just make it as vivid as you can in your mind. And your higher self will make sure nothing over the top happens. Really feel that memory. And now note the challenging emotions that it brings up. I want you to notice where in your body do you feel those challenging emotions? And give it a 0 to 10. Once again, 0 is no charge at all. 10 is it's super strong. How strong is it? What's the number? That's all you need to know where it is and give it the number. And that's all the cognitive work you have to do. Good. So let all that go. And now just feel. Stop visualizing. You already did that part. It's done. Just feel the energy. And just, again, passive and patient. Wait, I don't think we said the healing invocation, so let's say that. Out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Good. Now let that go and just feel. As before, if thoughts and images are swirling around, let them, but don't focus on them. Just hold attention where the feeling is. And I'm feeling some heavy stuff coming out the hands, now the feet. Yeah, so a lot of folks are flushing. Good. So your job is to keep your attention where it doesn't feel good. Your attention is required there to keep your higher self working it. But your ego is simply holding awareness and letting the healing run itself. Your higher self is vastly more capable of healing you and awakening you. So it just makes sense to delegate that work to your higher self and let your ego passively receive the benefit of that work. Yeah, I'm feeling energy deep in the body. So for many of us, it feels like they've gotten the grossest part of it out, and now they're in there working the subtler stuff. They came in with the bulldozers, and now they're working with tiny little spades and spoons and doing the subtle work now. Little brushes. I'm kind of feeling an archaeological dig kind of vibe. Doing the subtle work now. Ooh, that's a good flush right there. Any of y'all are having a good release right there? Good. Stay with it. Please note that even if it's intense, it's not too much. You're doing all right. Your higher self is keeping a super close eye on you and making sure you're only getting as much as you can handle. If you can't clear it all in one round, it'll save the rest for another round later. Or as many rounds as it takes. Yeah, a lot of us are now, once again, getting that light body vibe, experiencing that euphoria. It always comes with a good healing like this. So some people are getting into a pretty strong altered state. Just relax into that, please. The more relaxed you are, the easier it'll be to move into it. Even if it's deeper than you've ever gone before. Now that's feeling pretty good. So I think we're done with that round. If you need more time, go ahead and take it. But I'm going to ask the rest of us to just feel yourself back in your body if you were elsewhere. And let's check our work. So for starters, just notice how you feel now. 0 to 10, how strong is that intensity? And what was the number you started with? Okay. So now to check our work, let's recall the same traumatic incident that you used for this round. Please, once again, remember the details of what happened as vividly as you can. Don't get attached to your emotional response, but bring back the memory the best you can. Make it vivid. Good. And now notice, what's my emotional response to this memory? Zero to 10, how strong is it? And how does that compare to the first time I brought it up at the beginning of that last round? So, if it's zero, well done. That could mean that you've fully and finally healed that trauma once and for all. Or it could mean you've just healed as much as you have currently available to you. There might be more in the unconscious that'll come up later. If so, you can just do another round and clear that too. Fine either way. So, feedback, please. Please unmute and talk to me about what just happened, or type in the chat. Super curious what people's experience was now that everyone was doing the specific trauma. Hey, Marcy.
I would say that I began with maybe an 8 or 9, and it was still about a 3, but it definitely was lower.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad it came down so much. But see how smart they were not to try to overdo it, not to give you more than you could do?
Exactly. So I wanted to share, because I never even went there before on my own, because I wanted to feel that darkness.
Mm.
This is so much lighter to be able to revisit.
Good. So well done.
That was good. Thank you.
Hey, great job. Great job, Marcy. I applaud your courage. Okay. Anyone else have feedback on that last process? Bree typed, it was childhood trauma that started at like a 7, but only because I feel like the allies had already been working on it, ended about a 3. Great. We'll take that. Jan.
I was perspiring like crazy until you talked about it and all went away.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Do you feel any different? Did you feel have a different intensity number after you recalled it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, so the perspiration was a form of clearing, in my opinion. So again, Jan, you're kind of working into all this gradually, but I so applaud your persistence, and I applaud you sticking with it. And you have had some conscious experiences as we go, and just, you know, you're moving at your own perfect pace, and I'm glad you keep showing up and sticking with us and working your way through into these techniques.
Thank you.
Well done. And let's see, I missed some chat. Let me get back to where they were. Hang on. Marilyn says, began with a 10, then went down to 0. Sweet. And Bree says, the intensity is still going down. And Anjali added, that last round felt, someone jumped in just a minute. That last round felt the most potent of the evening and felt deeper relief to myself. I had a general theme tonight that was chipped away at through each successive round with a nice finish clearing. Great. And Lakin says, mine was about how recently I lost my job. I began with a 5, went to 0 quick. Everything else went flowing out my feet to tingling, and I can still feel the electricity flowing in my leg, like twitching here and there. It feels great. Good. You're having a very conscious experience, Lakin. Good to hear that. I feel that stuff draining all the time like electricity. That's just routine for me. Good job. What I'd like to do is, there's enough people saying that they had a partial clearing. I want to run a second round on this, because the second rounds are really fast. My example in the book, I says if the first round took 10 minutes, the second round might take a minute or two. It's really fast, and they can kind of get the residue back. Angela says, I'm releasing so much I couldn't speak if I wanted to. Bree says, my fingers twitch when for some reason. Yeah, that's energetic release. It can feel like electricity. God, in my early years, I would twitch for hours, just shaking like a vibrator. It was crazy. So y'all can still see me shake on camera sometimes. Okay, good. So everyone's having good experiences. That's wonderful. So let's do one quickie round. So if you have any residue left from that last round, if you didn't go to zero, this is to kind of clear whatever's left. If you went to zero and you feel like that one's done, just do a highest clearing be done round and see what happens. It's kind of a next in line, I guess. Okay, so if you have anything left from that last round, we'll do it again. Otherwise, everyone else just do a next in line round. So just take a moment to take stock of your body, how it feels now. Okay, if you didn't get to zero on the last round, one more time, bring up that same trauma into your memory. If you went down to zero and you feel like you're done with that, just say, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Next in line. And just relax and just ignore me talking to the folks who are doing the past trauma thing. Just relax into your own healing process. Okay, if you are doing another round, you just called it up again. Again, notice where in your body do you feel the trauma? And 0 to 10, how strong is it? Now relax, release the imagery of the memory, and just relax into the feeling. So now everybody's just feeling what they're feeling. We're all doing the same thing now, just feel. Now, I totally forgot to mention this, but when we're doing healing rounds, it's fine if your body shakes or trembles or vibrates, if you need to cry or make sound, your body needs to move around a certain way, all that's fine. Allow that, please, if you possibly can. I'm already getting the bliss effect, so I think a lot of us are transitioning to clearing out that stuff. Just leave a moment. Yeah, if anyone is doing an additional round on the trauma, you may be noticing that it may already be cleared, and the bliss may already be getting strong. And while we're doing that, I'm going to refill my water. I'm staying with you energetically. Okay, there's still some energy working. Let's give it just a moment longer. I'm feeling very much like a being of energy now. So if you're having that experience too, just enjoy that. I think we're done. Okay, so a little more water for me. Okay, I specifically want to hear back from those who still had a little bit of residue left from the last process. You weren't down to zero yet. And I'd love to know what your number is now. Is it zero? Is it a different number? Did it go down?
I would say I think between a zero and a one. It could be gone, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay. All right, good. But so it left and it left pretty quickly. Is that correct, Marcy?
Exactly, yes.
Good. Excellent. Okay. That's exactly what I was hoping for. Good. Any other feedback from anyone who wasn't quite at zero after the last round? See, Breeze says 0 to 1 for me as well. It was heavy and then it felt very cool. Great. We'll let it feel any way it wants to as long as it leaves. And I think that's everyone who, see, Bree, yes, you get feedback. I think those are the two who I know weren't at zero. Hey, Jan.
I went to zero, but I didn't realize it until, you know, when you were talking there at first, I still thought I'd get a two, but then just like that, it says zero.
All right. Well, you felt it. Awesome. Yay. Good job. Goodbye, trauma. Don't need that anymore. Okay. Angela says, I still feel like it's releasing. Then it's releasing. Yeah. And if we end this call and you all still feel stuff happening, just stay with your process and let it run as long as it wants to run. That's fine. If you got time, then the allies have time for you. All right. Any other feedback from anyone about anything before we close it up? Okay, awesome. Well done, everybody. Let's go ahead and I'm going to close the container. Pachamama, Mamakia, Wiracocha. Inti Quiti Thank you, allies. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, those of you who are still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with them. As long as it serves our highest good. Thank you. And allies, please spread the good medicine of this event out to all beings who will be served by it, whether on Earth or anywhere else. So let's all just relax a moment. The allies are going to spread the wealth. And we'll actually end up with a little more than we started with. We're rewarded when we share from the divine's infinite supply. Thank you, allies. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Whew. Okay, that's a wrap. Okay, so we're technically done, but if anyone has any last questions or comments, jump in. If you're done, you can head out. But I'm going to leave just a moment just in case anyone else has a question or comment about anything. Reese says, amazing session tonight. I needed this so bad. Had a rough couple of days, but I'm feeling like myself again. Thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome, Bree. I'm so glad you're coming so often. Super grateful for your feedback. Anybody else with any questions or comments, you can unmute or type. Fran says thank you. You're welcome, Fran. Marilyn says thank you. You're welcome. Laura types, so I fall asleep through much of this and actually am asleep for many of the invocations. Is this still helping? Yep. There is some subtle benefit helping. Laura, again, as I said earlier, I think you're probably getting hit with some spiritual amnesia. Either some intense things are happening beyond what your ego could hold, or we're going to levels you're not quite conscious in yet. Part of you's there, but your ego isn't. So all I say with falling asleep is persistence, stick with it, and you'll stay more and more conscious over time. Marcy says, thank you. It was wonderful. Bless you and everyone on the call. Good night. Patricia says, kind of low energy, but feeling better. This was good. Thanks. Thanks for showing up, Patricia. Anybody else? Angela says, I'm definitely feeling better. That's great to know. Thank you, Angela. Thanks for showing up. And she says, thank you. You're welcome. All right, that feels like a wrap. Once again, so grateful to each and every one of you who show up for our events. I'm so grateful to have you here. Thanks for helping us work the magic and spread the wealth. And we got two more events on Wednesday and Thursday, so show up for those if you can. Love to see you. And I'll see you here or in the archive. Bye.